Chris Wilder, George Baldock tragedy has been difficult for Sheffield United, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-17T14:40:24.626Z, description colon Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder says his players have found it difficult to deal with the death of former teammate George Baldock. Coping with Baldock death really difficult, Wilder, image source, Getty Images image caption, Chris Wilder has spoken of the closeness of his Sheffield United players with the late George Baldock, published, 1 hour ago, Chris Wilder says his Sheffield United players have found this week difficult following the shock death of former Blades defender George Baldock. The Greece international was found dead in his swimming pool in Athens last week. The fullback spent 7 years at Bramall Lane, playing 219 games and helping the South Yorkshire club to two promotions to the Premier League, before joining Panathinaikos in the Greek Super League in the summer. Wilder signed Baldock in 2017 after working with him at Oxford United, and said the club was still trying to cope with the news as they prepare for Friday's championship fixture at Leeds United. "It's been really difficult," Wilder told BBC Radio Sheffield. "It puts everything into perspective, doesn't it? We're in the industry of football, we're football people, but there's something miles bigger than the game of football on Friday. I'm having to talk about the game, and having to talk about the sad passing of a player that meant so much to everybody here at Sheffield United." Image source, Getty Images image caption, George Baldock played in the Premier League and Championship for Sheffield United, "We have to get on with life." Wilder initially signed Baldock on loan at Oxford United from MK Dons, where his career had been punctuated by a series of loans. He went from that uncertainty to playing in the Premier League under both Wilder and his successor Paul Heckingbottom. "Everybody admired how he went about his business, how his career went from where it did to being an international footballer, and just his general personality around the place, that we all got to know and love," added Wilder. "The words that have been said nailed it for me. The Greek national team, how they conducted themselves over two internationals, and Panathinaikos, was outstanding, and now we have as well. People don't realize how close these boys are. The culture and unity we try to create in the football club, the environment and togetherness there has to be for a successful football team, there are relationships all the way through. I spoke to the players really quickly after the passing of George, what he was about, my memories of him. They are together 5 or 6 days a week, from 9 o'clock to 3:30, 4 o'clock, traveling on coaches, training every day, in hotels for away games, so their connection is huge. You might see an auntie or uncle once every 3 or 4 weeks, or see a friend once every 2 or 3 months, but these boys are in each other's pockets 24/7 for 10 or 11 months of the season. But we have to get on with life, do what's right and do what George would have wanted us to do, and so we have to crack on now." Related topics, Sheffield United Championship football, more on this story, latest Sheffield United news, analysis and fan views, get Sheffield United news sent straight to your phone, published June 8, 2023, top stories, live. South Africa in control against Australia in T20 World Cup semi-final, England on brink after poor start to Moulton Chase, published 3 hours ago. How did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly, published 9 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, discovering how the cold has shaped our planet, Helen Chersky takes us on a spectacular journey to the extremes of the temperature scale, what's the fairest voting system, 2024 is the biggest election year in history, but which voting system is the fairest, military drama starring Lacey Turner and Michelle Keegan. A female medic joins a tight-knit army unit as they fight for survival and face the unthinkable, a pioneering TV news service. Norway's TV BRA has a unique national news show presented by reporters who have learning disabilities or are autistic. Elsewhere in sport, how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly? From Hart OP to England return, how Isiqui fought back, from Accrington Stanley to England number 2. Who is all-round good egg Barry, what does Norris need to do to beat Vertappen, why the short contract? How will he play? Tuchel's England move explained, eliminated England aren't fit enough, Hartley, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year, all too familiar as England crumble when it matters most, is there a danger of F1 becoming the best rich drivers, meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Video meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. Video Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. I joked I'd give him £500 if he scored, but did Trent experiment work? Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Video Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Cheptegei breaks marathon world record. Video Cheptegei breaks marathon world record. Are quadruple winning Wigan now the greatest? Home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC get personalized newsletters why you can trust the BBC advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data__data_global_global_navigation. country://eng_bn_service=commercial/colon/name/colon/global_navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/eng_service/colon/commercia.